Welcome to Ask the Pastor with Jim Simmons and Charles Lyons, the program that provides great Bible teaching and the opportunity to ask your questions. Our guests are some of the most fascinating Christians in cinema, writing, and various professional fields. Now, be a part of Ask the Pastor.
Good evening and welcome to Ask the Pastor Now. Tonight we continue our study of the book of Proverbs. Solomon, the son of David, was said to have written the biblical book Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon is based on the Hebrew word meaning parallel or similar. So the Proverbs are a group of teachings based around comparisons. So thank you for joining us tonight on Ask the Pastor Now. Please follow us on Blog Talk Radio by clicking Follow Us on the BTR screen and, of course, share the broadcast link with others. Now, without further delay, here is the pastor of Ask the Pastor Now, Dr. Charles Lyons. Doctor, how are you this freezing cold evening here in Houston?
That's right. It is bitterly cold for us. It's already dropped into the 60s, and it's heading further down. So it's
right.
Rodeo time. So there's barbecue going on. In fact, there's barbecue contest going on right now. So quite an interesting time. If you were to walk outside, you'd feel that cool air settling in, and you'd smell the barbecue in the distance, and probably wouldn't have too much trouble finding where the chuck wagons are. It's just a wonderful time of year here in Houston. In fact, Jim, have you encountered any of the trail wagons coming through town yet, or have you seen any?
Actually, I've seen them at a distance, but I have not seen them. But now tomorrow, as they all ride into Memorial Park, which is adjacent to where I live, we'll get to see. And sometimes Sonia and I will walk over to the opposite side of the park, and they'll have all the RVs and all the horses and everybody gathered, and the kids are out and gathered around the campfires. It is a sight to see, and the smells, not the horses, but the smell of the cooking is fabulous.
Absolutely. Yeah, very special time of year. So if you've ever thought about visiting Houston, this might be the time of the year you would want to come. And it occurs every year. Tonight, for example, in fact, today has been the anniversary for Texas independence, so it's been a very special time to be in Texas, to celebrate and to count those special freedoms that we definitely enjoy as a republic and to a lesser extent as a state. We have been looking at the book of Proverbs. It's really only the second week, and we've got some special things going on tonight, so I'm not sure how far we'll get into that. But, we touched on it last week, and one of the wonderful things about the book of Proverbs is there are many practical ways to use this book. There's 31 chapters, so we mentioned before how you could actually study one a day, averaging out with 31 days. By the same token, we also mentioned that, it's an entire book that can be a great conversation starter because there's many little examples of wisdom and comparisons, as Jim alluded to earlier, that we can look at, and it's a way of introducing a conversation of Christianity, quite surprisingly, by just introducing a contrast and getting people speaking and talking on a subject and then directing them back to your testimony. So a lot of wonderful, positive things in the book of Proverbs. But before we get into our full lesson tonight, let's do things the best of ways, the right way. Jim, would you go ahead and open us up in prayer on the broadcast tonight?
Surely will. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight for your direction, that we, ourselves, and our listeners will walk in a way that honors you. The Bible truly is a compass, a light unto our feet. Many of us, Lord, many of us are lost, we're rudderless, drifting, directionless. We need your Spirit. We need your Spirit to nudge us in the proper direction, whether it be in our spiritual life, our family life, or our professional life. Guide us, O Lord, that we may travel in your perfect will for our lives. We love you and ask you to superintend this program. I pray, Lord, you would give Pastor Lyons the exact words you'd have him deliver. We ask this in the name that's above all names, our Lord and our Savior, our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for that, Jim. You know, I was thinking again how last week so much of what we covered was showing contrasts, showing that on the one hand you have this, and then the scripture would counter, and because of that, you can choose that. And so that same person that may be struggling with a situation can also turn around and use their situation to the glory of God. And I think sometimes people would say, no, that's just too much. That cannot happen. But the reality is that it does. And I was trying to think of what would be a good example of that. And as a result of that, just before the program started tonight, we called out to a young woman by the name of Catherine. And Catherine Dutchnack from up in Ohio goes by the name Cat. And you know, what was sort of neat, prior to starting our Proverbs study, we were in the book of Titus. Here's Titus, this very industrious worker who works in the background and accomplishes great things. So many people might know Paul, might not remember Titus. But Titus was the one that kept things together and moving forward. And so as we continue our study in contrast, let me introduce the Ask the Pastor listeners to Kat, who has been experiencing some challenges, yet in spite of that, has moved forward in focusing and helping ministering to others. So welcome to Ask the Pastor Now, Kat. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed and grateful to be here. Thank you for having
Wonderful.
Me.
Wonderful. It's our blessing. And I hope that you would be able to spend a little bit of time and share with our listeners what's on your heart. And to express, I know you've been going through some very challenging times, very difficult times, and yet, while you've been under pressure, you have been very busy about going out and identifying needs and trying to meet those needs through the body of Christ. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on and what you've been able to accomplish, actually, in just the last 24 hours.
Okay, well, I want to thank you once more, Pastor Charles and Jim. I keep wanting to say Pastor Jim because he sounds like he'd make a mighty fine pastor himself.
Quite an honor. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyways, help me, Pastor Charles, with the sequence because my difficulty has been I have a touch of asthma. And I'm not going to take an inhaler. I'm afraid I'll be addicted. Not that everybody is, but just help me with the sequence because I'm a little run down.
All right. Well, perhaps
okay,
you could start by telling us.
Yeah. I took a dozen of, am I allowed to say the brand name of the donuts? Probably not. A name brand donut where you drive up to the window. Okay,
oh,
order your donuts. Well known. And I took them to, am I allowed to say the place of the women's shelter?
Yes, by all means.
Someplace safe. In Warren, Ohio, it's supposed to be a secret location, but I actually took a woman that had been abused by her boyfriend there. And so I know where it was. And I took them some donuts, and I couldn't help but hear somebody say their refrigerator was broke. And I thought, my goodness, they've got kids going to school different ages. The buses will be coming, and they need milk and so forth. So it was my mission for the day to go out and raise money for a new refrigerator. I went,
wow.
And I walked and walked, and I've got this asthma. It wasn't easy. And finally, lo and behold, Lowe's Department Store, we found favor with them, and it was, I'm talking too much. Do you want to say something first?
Well, just let's say and give credit where credit's due. That was the Lowe's Hardware there in Niles, Ohio. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, not far from the Eastwood Mall. It's the happening place back here.
Well, Kat, let me yes. interrupt if I could.
I want you to jump in.
All right. Well, if it gets us anything, what's the name of that donut place?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. All right.
Police hang out sometimes.
All right. All right.
You have good police around here too. But anyways,
thank
the
you.
Two men. I want you guys to ask the questions. I talk too much. I'm a typical woman. I like yakking on the phone and shopping at the mall. Two of my favorites.
You're doing fine. You're doing great.
Okay.
Okay.
Rich.
So when last we spoke, you had arrived at Lowe's Hardware, and you were on a mission to locate a refrigerator. So pick up from there.
Yes, I stepped in the door, and I started to speak to one of the cashiers, and a lady let me know she was one of the managers. But we won't comment there. I went on back, and I talked to two nice men, Rich and Mark. They were sitting at a table. I can't tell you how tall they are or anything. People say, what do you look like? I think I know him. How tall? I don't know. He was sitting down. I don't really notice what men look like that well, or even women. I kind of listen for the heart. You know, what are they doing? What's on their heart? And what's on their heart was compassion for the needy in our community. I could tell they had hearts of gold, and they couldn't wait to help. But they had to wait because they had to go through paperwork and a group meeting, I think, and they would get back with me later around 1:30. This was in the morning. So I couldn't wait to get home and anxiously wait. I mean, we're to be anxious for nothing, it says in the Bible. I tried not to be anxious, but I was so excited because I was hopeful. And sure enough, they had a lovely woman. Her voice, I'll never forget, she sounded kind as can be, called and said, you'll get the refrigerator.
Wow.
For the mission.
So they were going to step forward and take care and donate this refrigerator. What did you have to do in order to get the refrigerator to the location?
Well, they were going to take care of that. All I got was the business card of the man at the Warren Family Mission. He's Pastor Brad. He goes to a church in our area in Howland, Harvestham. It's the first time I've ever met him. I could be wrong about that. But he was very kind, and the men had said good things about him. A fairly young pastor. I think he's in his early 30s. And they love him there. He does a great job. But the thing is, see, what happened when I went back to tell Someplace Safe, the contact person there, somebody else had already got a refrigerator donated. That's when I went to the Warren Mission. So when the Lowe's called, I said there was a change of plans and explained what happened, excuse me, and I gave them his information, and they said they'd be glad to take it there. In fact, they know him. You know, you get to be known, your reputation after a while, and he's well-known and he's well-liked, that Pastor Brad.
So here you are going out, making this. All right, let me just recap. You've gone out, you've made the attempt to find one. Here's the people at Lowe's are going to donate this refrigerator and deliver it. And then when you went back to the women's shelter, it turns out somebody else had already taken care of that.
So
and that's when you find the men's mission, and that's the Warren Family Mission and shelter. And as I understand it, that's also backed up by some of the local churches there in Warren, Ohio.
North Mar Church
and
is
that's
one
where
of
you,
them. I used to go there. I don't know all the others. But I had taken men over there with some issues because I do free taxi. Taxi Cat is my name. And I have a cat with Cat Nursery Mission. So I'd taken free taxi rides over there before. That's how I knew where it was.
Okay. And so there with Pastor Brad Moore, he's the director of men's services there. You find they have a need, and so God has provided through these fine folks, and you've been allowed to be the instrument God used in that portion.
That's enough about me. I got to tell you something else about what happened over there. It's not about me. It's about these people helping people.
I'm going to ask you to hold for just a moment because Brother Jim had a comment or question, and I want to give him a chance
I want Jim to ask.
Well, thank you. I was just curious. I believe I've heard this about you, and I know that Pastor Charles and I have a routine every morning, just as Jesus did. We get alone, and we pray, and we read so God can speak to us. We pray so we can speak to Him, and we have that dialogue. I assume you did that morning, and did you have any indication during your morning prayer when you were speaking with the Heavenly Father, did you ask Him to show you what to do today? Did this just happen happenstance? Did you have any urging? How did you come about deciding, I think I'm going to go in the refrigerator business today.
No, actually, if I want to make the big bucks, I think I would rather fly to Houston and sell air conditioners. That would
smart,
give me some more money to give to the poor.
Absolutely.
Okay, no, I actually, go ahead, Jim. I want to hear your comments.
That was it. I just can't wait to hear how this unfolded this morning.
Well, there was a song, Jesus Take the Wheel, by that beautiful, I think, a blonde woman. And I actually was, I was getting in the car after my devotions. I said, Jesus, please take the wheel. In fact, take my whole life. Direct my paths as in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which I had read earlier that morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I wanted to take my whole direction for the whole day. I just gave it to God. I often do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so
when
did you
I
have
called
any
back,
pre-
go ahead.
Did you have any premonition that you were going to go out and do this, or did it just unfold
no.
for you? Just,
no, I was going to go
great.
To Dunkin' Donuts and get him some treats.
Okay.
The moms and the kids that are there.
Excellent.
And the workers, they're very kind to the people there. They are excellent at what they do, helping the women at the shelter. And the woman that runs that Someplace Safe, she is fantastic.
Thank you. I just needed to know that. That's wonderful.
I did have one more quick story. Is it okay to say? Because it's your show.
It is.
A success story. Okay, real quick. I'll try to bottom line it, but as a typical woman, I mean, you can't stereotype. We tend to be the fine print and men the bold print, but, you know, there's exceptions. Here's the deal. I called the Warren Mission to say something that Pastor Brad about is coming. A nice man answered. He told me his slew. 6 years ago, he checked in there. He took their training program. Last year, they bought him a house. That is a success story, and that's the kind of work they do at that Warren Mission. Some men I've talked to are afraid to go there. Oh, they want him in there to stay. I said, oh, no. I know of many stories where they've helped people to go out on their own. That is what they want. They don't want them dependent on that mission forever. They do a wonderful job there with men. That's all.
Well, that is a great thing. No, that's wonderful. I mean, I think people need to understand that. There's not the job of a mission to make you dependent on them any more than a church makes them dependent on the church. We want you to grow in your faith, be strong, and be able to share the gospel out there in the community, and to help these men who have gotten off course, hurt by life, to give them a chance to grow stronger again and get reestablished and to walk in the faith and to be strong on their own and be able to serve God. It's a wonderful thing.
I also work with College and Courage people, and I've taken them to the mission. I have met other men over the years that have been helped, similar success stories, either working at the mission or they used to. I'm telling you, they do a fantastic job there. Jim, what have you got to say? We're talking too much. I want to hear Jim.
I think you're doing a fabulous job, and I am trying to take what you're saying and see how much of that can I apply in my life. You know, I've got things are pretty good in my life right now, and I know things can change, and God tests us all the time, and I always get fascinated. We think, oh, I'm being tested. I hope you know God gives me a good grade. Well, it's unusual that God already knows how we're going to do. The test is for us. And I just see you've had some difficult times, and yet you have found a way to be the salt and the light and to be a bridge for these people. And you're looking around to find people that need you. And I just think that's a wonderful, and I just wished I could bottle that. We have a lot of folks here in the Houston area that, as a matter of fact, the mayor just came out this afternoon on the news and talked about how he is going to help get people off the street and put them in apartments that are in, and so he's got this big plan. And
oh,
I just
thanks
so
much for that. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And he's a native Houstonian also, so he comes from good cloth. But the thing that's so encouraging is I believe it is a shame sometimes the way we use our tax money to build huge stadiums and to do all of this elaborate work and spend all these great sums of money, and then we have people that are going hungry. It is.
See,
I hope
that,
this.
Yeah,
I hope what you're
right.
doing catches fire, and everybody gets the message. When you're sitting around in your fabulous second or third home, and people are starving on the streets or have no place to live, hope you'll remember that. Let's redeploy that money somewhere where it can do some good. So thank you for what you do. It's just a blessing.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's some of the best preaching I've heard in a long time. I still think you should become a pastor. I mean,
oh, thank
you're
you
great.
So much.
That was motivating. That ought to motivate listeners and me, too, to do better. That's great. Well, I'm taking up too much time on your program. I better go, right?
Well, again, just to recap, that you were able to preach this, and Pastor Brad Moore, as the director of Men's Services there at the Warren Family Mission, received the refrigerator. And so that's going to be a blessing to those men and help them. You know, these are things that we can easily take for granted. And more importantly, I hope our listeners understand, if you're sitting there and you see a situation and you're tempted to say, well, what can I do? I just hope you'll think of Kat. And you'll remember that there's always something you can do. She went out, she spoke with people, she contacted people.
Charles, please don't draw attention. Here's what I want. I want them to think of Lowe's when they go shopping around here. Think of this, what we shared. And when you go comparing to the other appliance store, remember, there are even ones that treated needy people good. And if they'd read their Bible, it clearly says how to treat poor, widows, orphans. And if I were you, listener, I would at least check out Lowe's and try to support them the best you can.
Kat, I've brainstormed. I just wrote a song about Lowe's. You want to hear it?
I'd love it.
All right, here goes.
Sing it.
Oh, hold on to something. This is going to jar you.
I want to.
All right, here goes. I'm not much of a singer. I'm going to do the best I can.
Lord help them.
Swing Lowe's.
Someone's going to come shopping tonight.
I am so sorry,
well,
Pastor. That's
swinging
for the fences.
I
love it. Merry Heart,
I think I'm
like
lose,
medicine. Thanks for the medicine.
I'm going to lose both of you to the Lowe's advertising department in just no time. I know that.
All right.
But I tell you what, we thank you again, Kat, for being willing to be used by God. And again, our thanks to Lois for stepping in and taking some action
God,
to help some folks.
God.
And I hope that all of our listeners realize, don't be discouraged. You see something wrong, you see a need, there's a way to get there if you're willing to let God direct you to the right people. Get in there and don't be afraid to speak up and ask and see what can be done. It really does make a difference. We're going to take just a short break before we come back to our lesson. But once again, Kat, we just want to thank you for spending this time and sharing the story of how God worked through this very special moment to make a great provision. Thank you.
Thanks
God
for
bless
the
you, Kat.
It's very humbling. Bye. Good night. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
The best thing that ever happened to you in your life was accepting Jesus Christ. Now learn about the one who saved you and what being saved really means. Ask the Pastor has a great teaching series titled, Jesus, Salvation and Eternal Security. The series comes in a convenient binder with 6 compact discs for your personal study. We trust you will find these lessons a great blessing. You can gain a better understanding of Jesus' sacrifice, His resurrection, and the salvation, justification, and grace that is available. Order your set at www.askthepastornow.com. That's www.askthepastornow.com. Don't delay. Order your set today.
And we thank you for being with us tonight. I know that's a little unusual, but you know, I think our lady there had something very special to share. And I just want to reemphasize to our listeners that when you see a need, don't just say, isn't it a shame? Or, you know, God bless you. You can't eat a God bless you. But, you know, getting involved. If you don't have the resource, find the people who do and just share it. Let them know. Give them an opportunity to be used of God, just like she did. And it really makes a difference. You know, in the weeks ahead, we're going to have some other interesting things for you. Next week, we're going to have Daryl Seifkus. He's a CPA. He's also a financial planner. Very sharp individual. Brings a lot to the table.
And we were just thinking from the standpoint of really by next week we'll only have about a month before it'll be time to file those taxes and put in some documentation, take care of business. So we're going to help you with maybe providing some ideas, a way to save some money and to get things taken care of. And the nice thing is, Jim, this is a born-again believer. So he's a man who puts God first in his practice. That's refreshing, don't you think? And
absolutely. A CPA, yes.
Excellent. I mean, anybody gets that
rare.
Close, anybody gets that close to the IRS, you know we're talking about a brave man here. No question about it.
That's right. That's right.
Also, I just recently was blessed with a great Christian film that's got a lot of depth to it. Very unusual way of looking at things. And so we're going to see if we can't get a hold of the director from that film and see if we can't have him come on our program. So maybe by next month we'll have made those contacts and have him join us. And then last thing before we get into our lesson tonight, I just want to take a moment and greet once again our listeners who will be joining us from Austria, from Brazil, and from Canada. You know, it's just an amazing venue to realize we're able to go throughout the world. And these three particular countries I mentioned because most recently we have had a sudden increase in our listeners from those three nations. And so you are most welcome. And it's exciting for us to realize that regardless of where you are in the world, that God's people can come and fellowship together and study God's word. And we welcome you to be a part of this body as we get together and study God's word. And, you know, try to look to the Bible to find the answers that we're dealing with. Before we begin our lesson, Jim, let me come back to you. Your thoughts, your comments from what we've been going through this evening, or maybe something that's on your heart you'd like to share with our listeners.
Well, Pastor, I just I think it is so important that we have daily, you know, we were talking about Kat has, like you and I, that private time in the morning where you get away, you read the Bible so that God can speak to your heart, your mind. And I think even more important, he puts that safety net around you, that hedge of protection. He insulates you because all day long, what does the Bible tell us? It says that the devil is like a roaring lion. He wants to devour us. He wants to mess up our plans, and he wants to destroy us. And so how do we defend against that? And that's the whole purpose of Ask the Pastor Now. It's about growing deeper in knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he is the only way to the Father. He tells us that. And so spending time in the Bible, reading so God can speak to us and prepare us and insulate us and even love us. He hugs us. And then pray, because it's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. It's not, God, here's my list today. Here's what I need. So I would encourage everyone to do that every morning before you leave the house, before you are a sitting duck for what Satan's going to throw. And it's good to show your family that that's your habit every morning. First thing, just as Jesus went out every morning and spent time with the Heavenly Father, that's our example. Why did he do it? He was better prepared than I am. So that's a great example of what we recommend every morning. Pastor?
Absolutely. That is so very, very true. And again, practical ways to live your faith. Book of Proverbs, we jumped in there last week, and we saw how we can find strength by getting into the Word. We saw we could find strength by being faithful to what God says in His Word. We saw the relationship we can build by walking with God. We saw three things that began the book, which is to know, to receive, to give. And that's the theme as we move throughout the book, to know the relationship that you have in Jesus Christ, to receive the instruction that God will provide for us, and then to give back to the community, back into the body of Christ, the local churches, how we can serve, how we can touch. As we pick up in verse 11 this week of chapter 1, what's going on is that there are things going on in this world that are just plain wrong. There are people who would take you off course. And the prophet, as he's writing, as Solomon's explaining, He's giving instruction to the young man and saying, look, don't mess up your life. And he's giving him a good, solid warning. This is how people get off course, because, you know, it's like people are waiting just to take you down the wrong path. Verse 11 says, if they say, come with us, let us lay in wait for blood, for let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Hebrew word, by the way, for cause refers to the innocent, the undeservedly. In other words, these people are like a gang, and they're people perhaps on the street. And Solomon is telling a young person, look, don't fall into the trap of going along with them. I mean, they're waiting for an innocent person to come just to attack, to take advantage of. Scripture says, let us swallow them up, and I love this phrase, as alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. Now, that alive as the grave, what they're simply saying is, when we get a hold of them, they're as good as dead. They don't stand a chance. You know, this is scripture people don't hear very often. You know, a lot of time what you hear preached is, God is love and God is good. Well, He is love. He is good. But this world we're in, you got to watch out. You got to be wise as a serpent. You've got to be cunning. And you've got to trust God and listen to God, or you miss the opportunities that God gives us. He says, and whole as those that go down into the pit. In other words, you don't bury just part of the body, it's the total. And these people waiting to destroy, waiting to take advantage of you, if you're not staying with God, getting into His Word, like Jim said, first thing in the morning, getting it settled, you'll fall into this trap. These people are just waiting for the opportunity to take you down as a whole. In other words, they're not content with just making you mess up. They want to completely destroy you if that's what they think they can get away with. They go on to say, we shall find precious substance. We'll fill our houses with spoil. It just goes on like that. Again, before I even go any further, I want to give Jim a chance to jump in there. Think about these scenarios of what's going on, of how young person thinking they're strong, not realizing there are people waiting, gangs, to take advantage of them and destroy their testimony. Jim?
Well, Pastor, it is, again, you listen to the evening news as I have for most of my life. What the Bible is telling us, and this was a long time ago, and guess what? It's still going on today.
Yeah.
The newscasters and the commentators all try to make sense of it, and they don't have a good answer, but here it is. Here's the answer, and the reason they don't spend time in the Word, or they'd be able to say, this is satanic. This is what the Bible already told us. We should be prepared. I've already given you this information, you know?
That's
so
true.
I think, Pastor, I think it's just a shame, but now we understand why that is. I still, you know, truly don't understand how somebody can be so heartless and so cruel, and I'm not quick to say this, but I've heard this many times. Well, you know, he had an underprivileged life, and he was abused, and he was this, and he was that. And I've talked to too many men and women, for that matter, who have been abused in their life. But there's a day you wake up and you say, no more. I'm not going down that path. And so, Pastor, it's very disturbing, but I think if we have spent time in the Bible and we read, why is God telling us this? Why does He want us to know this? You know, and that's interesting about the Bible. He doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't tell us just the good stuff like you alluded to. He wants us to be, just like I wanted my daughter to be, prepared. Because, as Bruce Willis said in The Last Boy Scout, the boogeyman's out there. He really is. So I think there's no remedy to what we see going on except knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
That is so true. And it's amazing.
How close am I?
Oh, you're on target. I mean, it's amazing. This passage
gives you
an incredible description of what to watch out for. To watch out for the gangs. Watch out for those people who will take you off course. You think they're friends. They're not real friends. Not if they're wanting to change your life to the negative. That's what I think is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go after our best. They go after our young people. And they don't encourage their lives. They try to destroy their lives. They try to lift themselves up by bringing other people down. At the end of the day, that's what's going on. And this passage is very specific so that we can know, we can receive, and we can give back and be alert and watchful and avoid these troubles. Verse 13 says, of these people, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. So in other words, they're planning a robbery. That's what's going on here. They're going to try to get you off course. In fact, they want you to come along with them. You're going to probably wind up being the scapegoat in this situation. Verse 14 says, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Now, this is something a little clever. What's going on there is that you've got this gang mentality. And so even when you steal something, no, it's not going to be yours. Put it in the common purse. Put it all together. And when he says, cast in thy lot among us, what he's saying is that we're going to cast a lot later, and we'll decide who gets all the prizes of all we've stolen. We break into the house, we get the valuables, and the stuff that you snatched up, put it in the common pot, cast your lot among us, and then we'll decide who gets what. So in other words, you may wind up being the fall guy. You may be the one that goes to the jail. You may be the one who gets in trouble, and they walk away scot-free with the stuff, and your life is messed up. Verse 15, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Remember the pattern of Proverbs? We show the contrast. And then, so on the one hand, we've just heard these are the dangers. And now here's the flip of that. He says, son, don't walk with them. Don't go in the same places they're going. Watch out for it. Verse 16, again, description. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Two separate crimes are going on. They're going to commit robbery, and now they're going to commit murder. That's the danger. That's the people you're dealing with. These are the people who are going to be the gangs. These are the ones who's going to take you off course if you don't have the wisdom to say it. And that's what he's giving the contrast to, this warning to a young man to don't get involved with them. Watch out for them. Refrain from going down their route, because otherwise these are some of the dangers that you'll be facing. And in verse 17, he says, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. The pulpit commentary put it this way. He said, in the same way that a sinner, when plotting against others, he plunged into their own destruction with their eyes open. In other words, they put the net out there to capture them. And it doesn't matter that they have eyes. They're still going to get in trouble. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. You think a bird would have sense enough, you put a big net out there to catch him, he'll go the other way. And what he's saying, these people that are going in there to get into trouble, to cause mischief, to cause pain and hurt, you warn them, they don't listen. And so what Solomon is doing, he's saying, I'll talk to the person who will listen. I'm going to talk to this young man who wanted to cleanse his way and to walk straight in the path of truth. Verse 18, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. They don't care about life. Verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. In other words, these are the people, they are so obsessed with stuff, and they're so obsessed, I mean, they will steal it from somebody else, they would kill somebody else, they want it for themselves. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. I'm glad, and you know, a lot of times people just read that first part, love of money is the root of all evil. I want you to hear that whole verse. Because what happens a lot of times, people think they're getting all this stuff, and they're getting this stuff, and they're better than other people, they're better off than other people. What you forget is they are pierced through many sorrows. So it doesn't matter how much stuff they get, they're never really happy. It does not bring them any peace. Verse 16, they rush into sin with others. Verse 17, the sinners are flying in the very face of God boldly. And verse 18, they lie in wait for others' blood. But at the end of the day, they don't have any peace. Even if they take the stuff, it doesn't give them any joy. No happiness. Jim, again, your thoughts in a very practical way.
Well, Pastor, I think there are, you know, the cable, TV, magazines, all about self-protection and what you can do to get wealthy, and it's just bombardment from every angle. We're hearing the wrong message because it's all about wealth and getting wealthier, and it paints an illusion in people's mind. I've been guilty of it. I've fallen for this. And I think the thing that this program does, this Ask the Pastor Now program, it's about truth, but you have never told us this is what I say is the right thing. You keep doing the same thing, Pastor. You take us back to truth, and that's the Bible. It's not what you say, it's what God says. And I think the real wisdom here is Christianity is a participatory endeavor. It's not sit on the sideline or soak it up on a Sunday and go home. And I've done this. I think we all have. I listen to a sermon, and before I can get home, I've already had an encounter with somebody that cut me off. Jim Simmons, he cut me off in traffic. And I, everything I learned, everything I heard just goes out the window. And I think, Pastor, you've heard me say this before. I hope this is absolutely true. I think the closer we get and the deeper we get into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the quicker we get convicted by that kind of behavior. It used to, it'd be a few days before I said, oh, why did I do that? I made a fool of myself. And usually when you're arguing with somebody on the freeway, and you pull into the grocery store, and there he is right beside you. So it's amazing how we'll lose our witness with what's going on around us, and we become just like them. So I think reading this and hearing this and then putting it in practice is good. This is Phi Beta Kappa information. This is stuff that you can use, but I think it's also important to remember, who else are you close to? Who around you is important to you? Because they need this information too. They need you to tell them about, where do I go for this kind of knowledge? Son, let me take you to the Bible. Let me show you what I've learned, and be observant and be able to look for opportunities to teach. Am I right, Pastor? Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And again, I want to emphasize, the entire Bible is a very practical book, a very honest book. It doesn't sugarcoat how we can be sometimes. It's very clear about that. And again, the contrast tonight. There are people in this world that would hurt you, take advantage of you, leave you on the side of the road. But God raises up His saints, His children, like Catherine that we mentioned earlier and spoke with, that will move beyond whatever pain she might be carrying today, and look for a way to be used of God to help relieve the pain of someone else. And in doing that, allows others, other businesses. You know, people sometimes make big business of the bully. We forget, no, big business is filled with big people. Some of them are just caught up in the web of things. Others are still willing to listen and to help. That's what happened when she reached out to Lowe's and found two gentlemen who were willing to step forward. Again, that was Rick and Mark that was willing to do that. So don't give up on people. Don't give up on that. Realize there's always a way to step forward. That's why this entire book of Proverbs goes, here's the problem, here's what you avoid. Here's the thing to watch out for. Here's the thing to stand up for. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's why we use that example. You can be feeling defeated, or you can take a stand and say, God, give me the direction. Let me know who to talk to today. And go out there and talk to them and make a difference.
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, I just would like to, when I was listening to Kat speak, I couldn't help but believe when she goes in to get those Dunkin' Donuts, we'll use the name again, when she went in to get those donuts, do you think she kept her mouth shut about what she was going to do with those donuts? Do you think the people at Lowe's, the people you just named that helped, do you think she kept her mouth shut about what it was going for? And coming away, I would leave Lowe's that evening after finish my term, and I would drive home and I'd think, boy, we help some this shelter. Hmm. They have a refrigerator. And do you think they told their wives, their husbands, and said, guess what we did today? This was amazing. This lady came in. And so how much spreading of the gospel did Kat do just today?
And it's the gospel in action. It's work in faith. That's what's so exciting. And that's what I want people to realize. I don't want them to feel defeated when they think of this passage tonight is talking about like gangs out there that's going to bring our young people down. Yes, but you're missing mm-hmm. the part where what the scripture says is, this is how you avoid it. This is how you don't go along with it. This is how you save your life rather than lose your life. That's important to understand. It's not a negative passage. It's a very positive passage. You know, Kat could have looked out and only saw the situation and felt bad about it. But instead, she decided to do something about it and find the people who could make it different. You know, all of us would love to make everything right. We don't always have the resources to do it. And so we then realize, well, then let's find those who do and let's work together and help make it to happen. And that's the wisdom of the passage of Scripture. You know, we've been going on with this. Just want to remind people when we say, ask the pastor now, well, then how do you do it now? Well, Jim normally does this, but let me jump in for him tonight. You know, if you have a question, you can call in at 646-716-7765. And if you're listening by the archive, well, we haven't forgotten you. You can reach us at 1-866, that's a toll-free number, 1-866-275-4472. Select option 1. And you'll have a chance to leave a recording. You can leave your question, your comment. Maybe you have a Bible question. Maybe you just have something you need to express. And with that, what we're able to do is to hear your question, hear your material, and work it into our program next round. It may be that what you have to share, we'll go ahead and put on the air as part of that program. But we want to have the opportunity for you to interact with us. So again, if you're listening right now, you can dial 1-646-716-7765. Otherwise, you can dial 1-866-275-4472. Choose option 1 and share with us your question. The scripture continues in verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttereth the word, saying... Pause right there for just a moment. Chief place of the concourse, the crossroads. The place where the most people are, that's where wisdom is, trying to reach out. That's where God's message is trying to get in there. I love that. Jim, God's word and his truth and his message isn't sitting up on the top shelf where nobody can get to it. It's right out there on the streets in the midst of the people trying to get the word out there. That's powerful, don't you agree?
Absolutely is. And I just imagine, Pastor, there's someone out there tonight that would like to know, how do I get saved and how do I get to this, how do I have eternity with the Lord? And we always take them, and you'll find this on our website. It's askthepastornow.com. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. If you will listen to this, if you're not saved tonight, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you feel him tugging, you know your life is not going the way it should, stop, go to our website, or open your Bible. Chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You don't have to beg, you don't have to grovel. He's ready to save you. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. On 11, he goes on to say, whosoever, Pastor, who does that leave out? Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So if you're tentative tonight, you think, oh, what will my friends think if I tell them I got to say I'm a Christian? They may say, thank you. I need to know more about that. How do I come to a saving knowledge of Christ? And Pastor, just one last comment. Tell me, can I ever lose my salvation? Once I've stepped out in faith sincerely and said, I repent, I want Jesus Christ to save me, can I ever lose my salvation, Pastor?
Let me answer you this way. Who did the saving? Did you do it yourself or did somebody else? Who saved you?
That's right.
See,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. So if we're not the one who saved us, we're also not the one who's going to keep us. So we can't lose it because the same God who could save us can keep us. He holds us in his right hand, that position of strength. We are sealed by the very Spirit of God. And then we're told in Romans that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come can separate us from the love of God. That's how faithful he is. That's how powerful he is. We cannot lose our salvation because we're not the ones who gave the salvation. We just asked for it. We repented and came to him and asked him to save us. And he did it. And God, when he does something, he does it completely. The only reason he may even ask and invites us to come to him is so that we're not being forced. He didn't want us to do it against our will. He wants us to be willing participants in his grace, in his mercy, in his love. And that's what makes the plan of salvation so powerful, so unique. You know, we're not asked to go out there and beat ourselves up and coerced into being saved. No, we are invited. Whosoever will may come. We are invited to the plan of salvation. We are invited to healing. We are invited to be made whole. That's the powerful difference. As we look back at that scripture we're reading in, wisdom crieth without. She's uttered her voice in the streets, in the chief place, right there in the crossroads where everything's going on. And she utters her words, and this is what she says. How long? How long, you simple ones? Simple ones, by the way, it means thoughtless. How long, you thoughtless people, will you love just being foolish? Simplicity, thoughtless. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Why? Because they're at that stage, they don't want to be told that they're wrong. They don't want to be told that this is what you need to do. All they want to do is just be wicked for the sake of it. They want to steal their stuff. They don't want to work for it. They don't want to worry about anybody but themselves. And the very Spirit of God, through wisdom, is trying to communicate, how long are you going to go on like that? Do you really think it works? And then he says this in verse 23, turn you at my reproof. In other words, when I speak up, pay attention. Turn around, behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make my known, my words unto you. The very spirit of wisdom is willing to flow through those who are willing to repent. That's what Jim was talking about just a moment ago. You can know him as Savior and Lord. You just repent. You turn around. You come back to him. Yeah, isn't it amazing, Jim? You find that in Revelation. You find it in Isaiah. You find it in Romans. You find it in Proverbs. Doesn't matter where you go, Old or New Testament, the gospel does not change, and the promise is still there. Turn at my reproof, and I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make my known my words unto you. Jim, same plan of salvation, Old Testament, New Testament, the message doesn't change. It's the hearts that change. Isn't that powerful? Don't you agree?
I do, Pastor. I just think about when you invite Christ into your heart, that I think the word he uses, indwell. He indwells you. And so all of the things that I can't do on my own, I don't have to think of it in those terms anymore. I'm no more humanly limited. I have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. My friends, my family, they would tell you, he's not always showing it. But I think the fact that every time we learn a little bit more about the Bible, he's chipping another rough edge off of us. He's sanding us a little bit more. And what is the whole purpose of this? We think, gosh, I'm going to die and all this that I piled up is going to stay behind. But what we do in Christ's name lives after us. And that's an inheritance for our children and for our grandchildren. But I think it's so vital to know that our purpose on life, our purpose in this life, is not to build up big 401ks and big homes. It's to do God's will. And how do you find out God's will for your life? And Pastor, you'll probably want to expound on that. But it's doing things for Christ that last, and that's your true purpose. You weren't put on earth to just please yourself. You have a purpose, and wouldn't you like to know God's perfect purpose and will for your life? Right, Pastor?
Absolutely. And Proverbs is sometimes referred to as the book of wisdom. Understandable. And you want to have peace. You don't want to go through your life always wondering, am I okay? What's going to happen? Guess what? God is crystal clear, Old Testament, New Testament, on the plan of salvation, being settled, having it right, knowing that you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt of who Jesus is and that he can be your Savior. That's what's so powerful. That's why I describe Proverbs as lessons to our loved ones, lessons to each other, ways to draw closer to him, you know. And God reaches out even amidst these people who are being rebellious and offers them that offer. And next week we'll find out how they respond to the offer when God makes it so crystal clear and how wonderful it can be if they just turn things around. So I thank you all for joining us in our study tonight. I know it's been a bit unusual, a bit different, but that's okay. Because, you know, when God gives us the opportunities, we need to listen. We need to walk through them and benefit from those things. We want to spend one more opportunity just to express our appreciation to Rick and Mark, who's part of the team assignments there at Lowe's Hardware there in Niles, Ohio. And you say, well, how'd you pick Niles, Ohio? Because that's just where God was working today. He's worked in a lot of places. He doesn't know boundaries.
Right.
God is amazing. Also, our special encouragement to the folks there at the women's shelter and also there at the men's facility, the Warren Family Mission. And, you know, we have such places throughout our country where God's people have stepped up and try to do things better for people, to help them encourage. In Houston, there's lots of little places like that. Probably the largest one is Star of Hope Mission. We're thankful for the work they do. We regret they even have to exist because that means there are people who are out there hurting that need that help. But we're thankful they are there. And we're thankful for the opportunities that each of us have just to reach out. You know, Jim, just the other day, in fact, ironically, the same time all this was going on, I had the occasion to just be heading out to a restaurant, and a man stopped me as I was getting out of my car, so I can go, no one, just want to know if I could get him a few dollars for something to eat. And I said, no, but I tell you what, we could have dinner. So I pulled out enough for his dinner and gave him some more to take. Normally I wouldn't do something like that, but it was on my heart. And that's the key. Listen for what God is telling you to do. You may say, well, I haven't got money to help everybody. No, but the ones God tells you to help, you better help. The opportunities that he gives, we better act on. So, once again, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for the work that's being done. For those of you who are serving, continue to serve knowing that it is worth it. God knows, if it seems like nobody else does. And I ask you all again to join us next week as we continue our study in the book of Proverbs. Good night, Jim.
Good night, Pastor. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you, Kat, for being with us tonight.
Absolutely. Good night.
Thank you for joining us on Ask the Pastor. If you have a question or a comment for the program, just email us at question@askthepastornow.com. We will try to respond to you either by email or answer your question on air during a future broadcast. Again, That email address is question@askthepastornow.com. Now, on behalf of Jim Simmons, Charles Lyons, and the whole Ask the Pastor team, we invite you to explore our website for great resources. You can also hear previous broadcasts as archives at askthepastornow.com. So, until next time, read, study, pray, and prepare for your life of faith and freedom.